Welcome to everybody. One more time, we're here in our new podcast. As of today, you know, we are unveiling the secrets how to have that self-confidence, that self-esteem, that power inside of you that will make you thrive, succeed, and get everything that you ever wanted in life. Let's go ahead and get started, guys. Let's keep it up. Let's make this day our best day of our life. And let's make sure, guys, that we can conquer anything and everything that we want out of life. Yesterday, we were listening about the values, the importance of your values, and how to stick to them. Today, we're going to have a brief conclusion on values, and then we're going to jump into chapter number 2. And as I told you guys, let's keep it up. Let's continue, and I hope you enjoyed this segment one more time. Your values are only expressed in your actions. Living consistent with your values is the key to happiness, harmony, well-being, and high levels of self-confidence. This brings us to the final point in this chapter, perhaps the most important point of all. It is that your true values are only expressed in your actions, in what you do. You can tell what you truly believe by observing what you do in any situation in which you have to make a choice, especially when you are under stress and pull in two directions at once. With opposing demands or responsibilities, this is when your true values are revealed. The action that you take in any given situation will tell you which of your values is uppermost or whether you have any values at all. It is not what you say, hope, wish, or intend, but only what you do that counts. Your choices of the actions you take tell you unerringly who you really are. In fact, you can tell what your values have been in the past by looking back and observing what you did under stress when you had an important choice to make. Did you listen to the better angels of your nature, or did you caprice for a short-term advantage? A person who says that his or her life comes first and then has to choose between working late or going to a child's school, play, or sports activity, and who chooses the child's needs over the boss requirements, is a person who's living consistent with his or her highest values. Everyone has had the experience of walking away from a job or a relationship, even though considerable sacrifice was involved, because it was the right, tough, painful thing to do. And you probably remember how great you feel as a result. Whenever you act consistent with a higher value, you always feel terrific about yourself, and your self-confidence soars. However, whenever you compromise your values for any reason, you feel comfortable, inferior, guilty, and your self-confidence plummets. The law of reversibility. The fact that your true values are only expressed in your actions brings us to a little-known mental principle called the law of reversibility. This law says that just as thoughts and feelings lead to actions consistent with them, the principle is reversible. In actions consistent with particular values or beliefs actually lead to the thoughts and feelings that would have triggered the actions. What this means is that even if you start off lacking a particular quality, if you deliberately act as if you already have the quality, you will eventually create within yourself the mental quality that corresponds to the action. Dr. William James of Harvard put it in this way: action seems to follow feelings, but really action and feelings go together. And by regulating the action, which is under the most direct control of the will, we can indirectly regulate the feeling, which is not. The act as if principle. You can develop within yourself a super B set of values by acting as though you already had those values. You can develop integrity and courage and compassion and confidence by behaving as though you already had these qualities. The more you act the part, especially when you demonstrate these qualities under stress or when you feel like doing or saying something else, the more rapidly these qualities become a permanent part of your mental makeup. The more you practice good values, the more rapidly you become a truly superior person. The keys to developing the unshakable self-confidence that will make everything else possible for you are self-control, self-mastery, and self-discipline. Self-confidence can come directly by behaving in a self-confident manner, but more often it comes indirectly by doing and saying the things and practicing the behaviors that lead to self-confidence. The most important self-development behavior is living consistently with your highest values at every opportunity. The principle of resistance. In weightlifting, repetitive lifting of heavy weights develops muscle. The heavier the weight, the greater the resistance. The more blood rushes into the capillaries and the bigger the muscles become. In mental development, there is a principle of resistance as well. In developing mental muscles, especially the mental muscle of quality of self-confidence, you can use this principle to accelerate your own development. Whenever you exert self-mastery and discipline yourself to do or say the right thing, especially under stress, you create resistance to your natural tendencies. This resistance generates friction. This is the same kind of friction or heat that when applied to a crossable container, chemicals will cause the chemicals to crystallize and take on a new form. Whenever you create mental friction by resisting your natural tendencies, instead doing what you know is right and true and consistent with your highest value, especially in a difficult situation, the mental heat causes your values to crystallize at a higher level and eventually become a permanent part of your character. Developing inner strength. Each human quality is subject to this same formulation. Once you have persisted through great adversity, you are always capable of persisting through lesser difficulties. Once you have acted courageously in a major confrontation, you're always able to courageously in the face of lesser confrontation. When you behave honestly, when there are large amounts at stake, when you're always able later on to behave honestly, when you are dealing with lesser amounts, the foundation of self-confidence, the basis of boldness and self-assertion, is a deep inner trust based on living a life of perfect integrity and discipline yourself to live consistent with your highest values in every situation. Each time you do this, you will feel positive and happy and wonderful about yourself. Your behaviors will further crystallize in your personality and become a more permanent part of your exceptional human being that you are in the process of becoming. Action exercises. List your three most important values governing your personal life. 2. List the three most important values that you practice in your work and business life. 3. List the three people, living or dead, who you would most like to spend an afternoon with. 4. Why would you want to spend an afternoon with these people? What would you ask them or talk about? 5. Why would these three people want to spend an afternoon with you? What are your most admirable qualities? 6. List three times where you have lived consistent with your highest values, when you can have compromised. What are you going to do differently from now on to assure that your values and actions are in harmony? Chapter 2, Purpose and Personal Power. There can be no great courage where there's no confidence or assurance. And half the battle is in the conviction that we can do what we undertake. Orison Sweet Martin. The development of unshakable self-confidence will open up such possibilities for you as you cannot now imagine. You will be able to dream bigger dreams, set bigger goals, make greater commitments, and plunge into life more wholeheartedly than you ever have before. Self-confidence is the hinge on which the gate of individual achievement turns. When your self-confidence becomes unlimited, you will be able to realize more of your potential than you could under in any other circumstance. More than 2,000 years ago, Aristotle wrote that happiness is a condition. It is not something that is achieved by pursuing it directly, but rather comes as a result of our engaging in purposeful activities. The law of indirect effort. In a way, this is a restatement of the law of indirect effort. This law states that almost everything we get in life involving people and emotional experiences comes to us more indirectly rather than indirectly. They come to us as a result of doing something else. For example, if we pursue happiness directly, it eludes us. However, if we get busy doing something that is really important to us and begin to make real progress in the direction of our dreams and aspirations, we find ourselves feeling very happy indeed. Self-confidence is also subject to the law of indirect effort. We achieve higher levels of self-confidence not by wishing for it, but by setting and achieving ever higher goals and objectives. As we move forward step by step, as we feel ourselves advancing in life, we feel better and stronger and more capable of taking on even bigger challenges. Become more confident and competent. We develop the confidence to tackle larger goals by applying our energies to the accomplishment of smaller goals. We build up our confidence, we move forward until we reach the point at which there is nothing that we won't take on. In fact, the habit of setting and achieving ever larger goals is absolutely indispensable to the development of ever higher levels of self-confidence and personal power. You can only really believe in yourself when you absolutely know that you have the ability to do what you set out to do. True self-confidence does not come from positive wishing or positive hoping or positive thinking. It comes from positive knowing, based on having proven to yourself over and over again that you have what it takes to get from where you are wherever you want to go. Self-confidence is a state of mind. It's an attitude, and as an attitude, it's more important than facts. However, it must be based on facts to be the kind of self-confidence you can rely on in a crunch. Your job is to do whatever it takes to convince yourself in your heart that you're absolutely unstoppable and you can achieve anything that you put your mind to. Thought is creative. If self-confidence is an attitude of mind, it is based on mental principles and mental laws, foremost of which is thought is creative. You're not what you think you are, but what you think you are. As you systematically and deliberately change your thinking about yourself, your outer reality changes to conform with it. Your thoughts create your life, including and especially your thoughts with regards to your feelings of self-confidence. The reason that goals are so important is because of these mental laws, the consequences of which are inevitable and inescapable. You are happy and successful to the degree to which you conform your life and your thinking to these laws and live in harmony with them. The first law, which we have as already discussed, is the law of cause and effect. This law is so simple and powerful that you need to remind yourself of it all the time. Everything that happens in your life, success or failure, wealth or poverty, health or illness, happiness or unhappiness, self-confidence or insecurity, or are subject to this law, and all of them are caused because you caused them. The Bible teaches this basic law as the principle of sowing and reaping. It says that whatsoever a man sowed, that also shall he reap. This especially refers to the thoughts you think. If you sow positive, optimistic, uplifting thoughts in your mind, you will reap positive, optimistic, uplifting events and experiences in your life. It cannot be otherwise. It cannot be otherwise. If you sow clear goals and objectives in your mind, you will reap clear results and rewards in your outer life. So, what do you think now? How do you think you're going to start setting up those values that you need? What are those short-term and long-term goals that you really want to achieve? Why are you not believing in yourself that much just yet? I know that you have the capability. I know that you have what it takes, right? Let's keep it up. Let's keep fighting for what we want, right? And let's make sure every day it's the best day of our lives. Let's keep it up. Send me your conclusions. You have a great and awesome first of your day.